Hi, and welcome to Down Under Genealogy Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Larman. This is episode 9. You can reach me online at downundergenealogy.com. Alright, so today I'd like to discuss top blogs for genealogy in Australia that I regularly use to stay up to date with what's happening in the world of genealogy. There's no particular order that I've done them in, but they are as follows. So, Ancestry Australia. You keep up to date with ancestry.com.au's latest releases of information, posts, and sometimes fun posts about the guys and girls at Ancestry Australia. Second one, Family History Research. Kerry Farmer is one of the most knowledgeable people in Australia when it comes to genetic genealogy. She uses her blog to convey this. With numerous posts on DNA, she writes about other Australia-related records as well. Find My Past Australia. Find My Past are one of the big players in the online genealogy data field. And if you follow their Australia blog, you'll keep up to date with the latest releases, tips on how to use their site, and other useful historical tidbits. The next one is Jeannie Oz. Jill Boll is well known around the world, particularly through social media circles, and has spoken at numerous conferences in Australia and overseas. She is also one of the Australia's earliest genealogers. She writes about anything history and genealogy related, programs, events, books, newspaper articles, blogging tips and more. The next one is Jeannie One. If you are into or thinking about getting into DNA testing, Louise's Jeannie One blog is the one that you should take a look at. Passionate about genealogy and genetic genealogy, she uses her knowledge to educate others. Inside History Magazine. Australia's best history and genealogy magazine extends beyond the pages by having a great blog. The National Archives of Australia. The National Archives of Australia, or the NAA, has 4 blogs and one on preservation, their labs, one that covers the latest website developments, and another on its constitution, and the secret history of Australian censorship. Between all those, there's plenty of good reading. The National Library of Australia. The National Library of Australia have 2 blogs, Behind the Scenes and Trove. Both are worth reading to keep up with the latest information, but you might like to also subscribe to their e-newsletter, which contains library news, new collection items, online content, exhibits, events, and more. So, another one, Diary of an Australian Genealogist. Shauna Hicks is an Australian genealogist and a family historian researcher, speaker, writer, and traveller. Her blog records her research in both Australia and overseas. Links she likes and articles and newsletters she reads. Family history news that excites. The next one, the Family History Matters at the Genealogical Society of Victoria. Here you can find reports on various activities and groups at the GSV, news about the library and resource collection, book reviews and articles of interest about family history and genealogy. The next one is GSQ Blog. So it's in Brisbane. The Genealogical Society of Queensland was formed to provide help, support and advice to those wishing to discover more about their family history. Subscribe to keep up to date with their interesting events and new offerings in family history in the GSQ. The Tasmanian Pioneers Blog. It's a particular website dedicated to the pioneers of early settlement in Tasmania. Now, I'm not saying that these are the only good blogs out there. Not by a long shot. Also, I have not listed any state library blogs for each state and major archive repositories as well, all of which are worth following. There's also a heap of wonderful regional blogs, again, totally worth following if they cover your region, and numerous other individual bloggers as well. Blogs are not only a fantastic read, they can also be educational and a way of learning about our family, our life in the past, about old and new records. How about preserve items and so much more? The next topic I'd like to discuss is Trove. When I first found it, I was blown away. With over 200 million digitized newspaper articles, the site has also expanded to other content as well. If you haven't looked at this for your Aussie roots, you need to make sure you get onto Trove. Otherwise, you're really missing out. Trove lets you search among zones of online content, digitized newspapers, journals, articles, and data sets, online and offline books, audiobooks, and pamphlets. Pictures, photos, objects, music sounds, video files, maps, atlases, charts and globes, diaries, letters to personal papers, archive websites, people and organizations, and zone for user created lists. You can browse these zones individually or search them all with a simple click. You can search just for items available online. Now, creating a free user allows you to personalize your experience with the website and it lets you participate in the forums. Now, when it comes to these nearly 200 million newspaper articles you can search by keyword or browse by newspaper title, state, date, or category. Refine search results by place, title, category, whether illustrated, decade, or even the length of the article. The best part out of it is you can sign up to get notifications and alerts on newly posted material that matches your already searched criteria. One thing that you need to remember is that newspaper research in genealogy isn't just about obituaries, wedding anniversaries, or birth announcements. It's always about understanding the daily lives of our ancestors. Another thing is, I recently found documents that my family weren't aware of. And when they saw the article that I'd actually pulled up on our ancestor, our direct ancestor, they couldn't believe what they were reading. So make sure you jump onto Trove today and have a look for your family history. Okay, well, thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Be sure to visit us at downundergenealogy.com for show notes and more. And also, if you leave any comments or suggestions on the website, that would be great. Hope you all have a fantastic week and join me for next week's podcast. See you next time.